Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the awakening of who we are as divine beings, as beings connected to a higher level of consciousness, and more people are waking up to that level of reality, to these new realities. And it's not an abstract thing. It's actually a very practical, functional way of being, and we'll be talking about that tonight with Susie Mazzoli, who is a teacher of these higher realms of consciousness. So welcome, Susie, to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Yes, well, you know, I think people who are really functioning and bringing through these levels of, let's call them higher light, are important to the awakening of all of us. So give us a little background about where you're coming from as a teacher.
You know, like where?
Yeah.
I hail from Australia, which is my definite where, but my teachings are pretty much coming from the space of oneness, that we're all connected, that this is obviously being proven through what we call science, and that we are all really starting to I wouldn't even say awaken, I'd say to recognize and realize what we are and the incredible power that we do have as individuals. And that type of power within us is pretty much based in our understanding of the expanding universe, but also on a personal level, it's working with becoming fearless, practicing and being unconditional love and having no judgments, and navigating the world through a very expanded perspective.
The expanded perspective is what I'm really interested in. I mean, all of it is interesting, and there's a lot of people who talk about overcoming judgment and coming from love. But this expanded awareness is really what I feel this program, particularly New Realities, likes to focus on. So can you give us a practical idea of what you mean by expanded awareness?
Sure. I think a lot of people are used to living in a box and living with very constructed restrictions through our, you know, through our upbringing and the way the world is presented to us, the perspective that is given to us. And from what I see happening now, like just through the channeling work that I do, I'm channeling the master teachers, people are receiving very powerful energetic activations. And those activations are something that already exist within us energetically. But once we go through the process of activation, then we, you know, there is an increase in our mental understanding of the universe. There's an openness that occurs in our approach to the infinite universe. And just on a practical level, people start to have deeper intuition. They tap into their deeper wisdom, and they begin to feel really that there's so much more to life than what we practically see through these restricted eyes right now.
Well, so give us a really practical, specific, like, download or activation. Give us something we can really work with, like, right now. Can you?
Like, you want me to drop into a channel or just talk about it?
No, why not drop into a channel and see what comes through? That's the most exciting thing when we don't know what's going to come. Can you just give us a little background who it is and what it is you're channeling?
Okay, sure. So I've been channeling for about 12 years officially out in the public sphere. The beings call themselves the master teachers. They refer to us also as master teachers, that we're all from the same consciousness. We could refer to them as beings from higher dimensions. They come across a lot as the Pleiadian energies, and then every now and then we'll have a particular entity that will drop in, which will be something like Archangel Metatron, who has a very powerful energetic field, and then Yeshua, known as the Christ Consciousness, will also appear and do activations. And what happens is I just basically close my eyes, and what we've experienced is, even if it's through YouTube or through CDs or through a voice recording or even simply through the book, which is called Infinite Universe, that as you read the words, you receive, it's very different to just verbally channeling where you receive information. They actually activate the atmosphere around you and within your body, and they amp up the frequency so you can literally feel it. So I've had people going through sessions which have actually fallen off their chairs and passed out. That's not so good. We ask them not to pass out. But it's a very strong physical sensation as well. So just as a word of warning, when I do drop into the channel, that you can feel something physically, well, as well as expanding the mind.
I'm excited about that, because that's the only way I know if it's real, if it speaks to me, if I feel something. So all the great channels I have been with and met, and I've met some amazing beings, they have activated something deep within me. But how did you know you could do this? I'm just curious about the background. Like, when, I mean, you know, it's a big thing, sort of realizing you're a mouthpiece for higher dimensional beings. So how did you discover that?
Well, I grew up, my parents are Hungarian, and I come from a very sort of psychic family. And I grew up, you know, hearing voices, seeing things, having prophetic dreams, knowing about things, and pretty much avoided going into it deeply, and went off and was working in the art world, and ended up working with George Soros for 10 years in Eastern Europe. And then my husband died of cancer, and I decided that, okay, this is the time now to really dive deeply into this divine work. And I had a lot of work that I'd done in Buddhism, in the Kadru school, and in Hinduism, and shamanic work in Peru. So I had a lot of different experiences with different types of traditions. And one of my Buddhist teachers gave me my spiritual name, which was Karma Sonam Dolma, which means Liberatress of Buddha Activity in Others. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty serious name. I better start working with that. And so I felt that that name meant that I had to work as a teacher and to basically hold up the mirror and show people that they were divine, that in every single person there is this phenomenal Buddha activity. And I was working as a healer. I went back to school and studied Reiki and polarity and Rogerian counseling, and spent 4 years studying homeopathy and got a lot of background in healing arts. And I was working on a young man who had a brain tumor, and he was told that he was going to die and he couldn't move. And I began working on him, and thank God he's alive today and doing very well. And while working on him, this was 12 years ago, I had the experience of dropping into a very deep trance and was speaking a language that I, to this day, don't know, but I believe it was some Native American language. And he went back for his MRIs, and the tumor had disappeared completely. So I realized that there was a very powerful energy that I was opening up to and that I was very devoted to. And then I just began to go into trance without having a person on the table and just having a group around me. And that's when I said to them, you know, I can only speak English or Hungarian, and I can only speak things that I know. So I don't want to be giving downloads from, you know, the intergalactic brotherhood of, you know, the history of the earth, etc. I want to give really practical information that's based on love. And so
can you give us some history of the earth? No, but it would be interesting.
Pardon?
No, it'd be interesting to hear some of the stuff you don't know, but come through.
You know, I think there are so many people doing that I really wanted to be, I wanted the information to be really approachable and useful, and information that didn't create more, let's say, more polarities. I wanted to give information that was about creating a oneness of mind, a oneness of spirit. So I really asked for it to be very specifically that information. Now, of course, I do receive things that are you know, out there, but it's always very approachable and simple and easy to understand. But my experience over 12 years and, you know, countless documents of channeling is that, you know, I could be saying anything, and the master teachers are quite funny, and they say, oh, you know, we could be giving you the McDonald's menu. It doesn't matter. What's happening is energetic, and that energetic information is almost, we can't describe it in words because we're so not used to being in that expanded state. So what's so special about this work is the way that people are dynamically shifted energetically into, I would call it a deeper space, of the deeper space of I am. Mm-hmm.
Which is who we really are, of course, you know?
Yeah, so, it's the essential being, yeah.
So in order to get into that state, are you conscious when you're channeling? Because I've seen lots of different types. I've seen conscious, unconscious, semi.
I am totally conscious. It's like I'm in a really, really deep space of bliss, and I can feel everything around me. Like if I sense that someone's, you know, going a bit too deeply and is feeling uncomfortable, you know, I can feel everything that's happening, but I'm totally, totally conscious.
Right. So when the words come out of your mouth, are they coming to you intuitively, or are they using your mouth as if it's their own mouth?
No, it comes to me intuitively. It comes to me as a knowing, mm-hmm. and then I'm basically like the translator of the energetic field. Like I'll hear, or I don't hear the words, I know the words, and I'll speak the words.
Right. Now, I'm just curious why we can't, or you can't, live in that state all the time, that super conscious state.
I think I do. I think more and more, because I do it so much now. I think the more I do it, I live in that space nearly all the time. It's like a very blissful state where you're able to navigate all situations.
Mm. So is there, do you feel, coming, and we'll get to the channeling, an integration process that still has to happen in your process that will allow you that space of being?
I know that I'm always evolving, so I'm sure it's going to be continuously changing. But I feel that I'm pretty much in that space in most of my waking and unwaking hours. And I've also heard many stories from clients and even people that I haven't met yet. And then I meet them, and like I was just coming back now from working in Great Barrington up at Crystal Essence, and a lady came rushing in and said, oh, I just dreamt about you last week, and you were there, and you were there. And I said, well, describe it. And there seems to be a description that keeps coming up all the time, that I seem to appear in people's sleep. And, you know, I have no consciousness of this. I'm probably, you know, dreaming about going fishing or something. But I'm apparently arriving in someone's space, and I appear as a blue light, but they recognize my face, and I'm always placing my hands in different places on their body. So, you know, this for me is quite exciting, that I'm, you know, I'm quite busy most of the time.
Right, but I'm saying, what will it take, or what would it take for you to actually be conscious of appearing in those people's dreams?
What would it take? Gosh. Well,
what, I mean, that's the integration. Well, that I think we all can live at, but because if you're already doing that, but it's not in your conscious mode, there is another level of integration that you're awakening to, where that might be emerging of that part of you and the part that's unaware. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that we have, a thought process that doesn't really allow us to be multidimensional. You know, how do I occupy two places at the same time or five places at the same time? And honestly, I don't think I need to know that I'm in all those places at all of those times. I actually do need my sleep, I think, and I do need to rest. But I'm sure on my deepest level, I have awareness of doing that. But I don't know that I need to know about it in my consciousness that's now speaking to you. As long as I'm doing the work and helping people or whatever it is that I'm doing in that state, I'm very happy I'm doing it.
No, and I appreciate you doing it too, and I know you're really serving the planet. I'm just asking, not quite a hypothetical question, but more like a, do we ever merge? Because we have to live in this world, but I'm sure there are great masters who have merged the personal being with that higher soul consciousness, so they know that I'm going to appear in this person's dream and this person's dream and that. And I'm just saying, it feels like that could be possible. Not that you have to know, but it takes an expanded, multidimensional way of being. And I think our culture is moving towards that awareness, maybe 100, 1,000, who knows? But that's our evolution, is to be the super conscious that way. And feels like what you're tapping into. So I just think it is possible to have that merging, like some of the great masters have.
Like Nim Karoli Baba, yeah?
Yeah, well, Nim Karoli Baba, Saint Germain, Babaji, there's been so many masters that have achieved that level of awakening that I think all of us can have that. We have that potential to be multidimensional.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as soon as it happens to me, I'm going to call you up and tell you about it.
Okay, I'm waiting. Okay, because, no, I think that's our, we're all here to help my own evolution, for your evolution. So this is, this is the next level, it seems like. It's just, I just thought I'd put that out there.
Thank you.
Okay. So as far as channeling, can you talk us through the kind of steps you take in order to call on? Now, who are the masters again you talk to?
They're beings of light. And again, I try and keep it very simple. When they very first appeared, they gave me a list of planets or galaxies or locations where they come from. And I saw almost like a sacred geometry symbol, very simply something like the five interlocking circles that they used for the Olympics. It was something like that, but it was multidimensional, so it wasn't, five, it was many. And, it reminds me a lot of the flower of life symbol. And they some of them come from human experience, and some of them have never had human experience, but they say very clearly, we are your brothers and sisters, we are your family, we are all family. And whenever I'm channeling, I never talk about who they are or where they come from. It's always just the message and the energetic activation that comes through.
So they don't have a name particularly?
Master teachers, yeah.
Okay, they call themselves master teachers. I guess that's good. Okay, and what do you need to do to contact them?
I just close my eyes and ask them to come through. It's very, very simple.
All right, so I guess let's do it.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to lean the phone here on my elbow.
Okay, I'll just tell people we're going to be talking to Susie Mazzelli's master teachers coming through her consciousness from another level of reality. Okay, Susie.
So welcome, we are the master teachers. We thank you for your time, and we thank you, Alan, for your incredible and phenomenal activities that you are radiating so brightly to all beings.
Well, you're
welcome. That everything that we say is everything that you already know, because you are beings of light. and we are working with the energetic field. You will feel this shift now as we increase the frequencies. You will feel a deepening into your being as you become grounded and centered and drop deeply into your being. As we increase the frequencies now, your mind and all of your human experience now is expanding. You are expanding into what you know of yourself. You're divine. You're divine light. Again, we increase the frequencies. And as we do this, just know that you are a drop of water in the ocean of consciousness, that you are now connecting with all that you are.
I feel it. I feel the increased frequencies, particularly in my upper body.
We are pleased to hear this. Allow yourselves now to be centered in your bodies, in your human being, for you are the manifestation of Earth, and your evolution is about being grounded. It is not about leaving the human body. It is about being now in the human body and allowing the activation of the dormant DNA. So as we do this now, as we increase the frequencies, bring awareness to your heart and allow your heart to open to divine love that you are. And as your hearts are opening, there is no judgment, there is no fear. There is the great stream of divine, unconditional love that you share in all directions. Again, we increase the frequencies. And as these frequencies increase, you feel every single cell of your body beginning to light up with this divinity. Around you now descends the indigo mist, a mist of light, which is the light of consciousness, of Christ consciousness, of unconditional love. And this indigo mist gently permeates the atmosphere around you and gently permeates every cell of your being, lighting up each cell. Clarity, vital health, and your being begins to resonate with this higher frequency. And above your head is a brilliant white light, the unified field of all consciousness. And gently your crown chakra opens like the aperture of a camera. And you feel this brilliant white light now enter your being. And you have access to all information, to all wisdom, to all love. And this gently permeates every atom. And you recognize that you are space, that you are simply space, and that you have the ability and the compassion to create space as you wish from this divine heart. You are the creators of this world. You are powerful beings of wisdom, of love. Remember this. Remember who you are. You are all recognizing now that you are liberated beings, that you have the freedom. And again, we increase the frequencies. And your being now begins to send out rainbow light in all directions. And this rainbow light, this divine bright white light, reaches out to all beings and brings about peace and bliss. Again, we increase the frequencies. We thank you. We are the master teachers. We are complete.
Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful, actually. I feel that.
I do feel it,
but I just had one question. It's like,
yes,
if you can ask them how are they able to increase the frequency the way they did? So I'm feeling and everyone listening can feel it. What did they do to make that happen?
Well, sometimes I use this example, like, you know, if you walk into a room and someone's having a fight, And there's like tension in the air, right? Mm-hmm. So we're always putting out an electromagnetic field or, you know, a vibration that is, you know, it's completely created by us. And they create I don't really call it an electromagnetic field. I think it's something that I don't really know the word for, but they put out a field mm-hmm. of energy. And that field is what we feel, and because they come from only pure love and only from knowing that we are divine beings, that's why we feel it. And because this is, you know, this is all just space, a holographic universe, we're all just consciousness. So they're using that energy of consciousness to work with us. And I've noticed that even like if I'm in a space with 150 people, that even the people outside the room or down the street, the people have felt it. So I think it has a huge aura. It has a huge field, or else people that are just reading the words that were spoken the night before, they feel it. So it seems to transcend time and space. And they say, of course, that, you know, we transcend time and space too.
So anyone listening to this will also feel it, I'm sure. And every time people listen to this program again, they'll feel it. But can't we emulate that? I'm sure we have that same power to increase each other's vibration the same way.
I think we do. I think we do it every day. You know, you smile at someone, you change their field. You know, I think it does happen all the time. And I think we now, as humanity, are beginning to really tap into that we have this unbelievable power. And I feel, you know, some people say it comes from our thoughts. I think it comes from our heart. I think the only way that I can connect with them is through my heart. And I think that's the way that they connect with all of us, is through the heart.
Well, I really did feel something. And, I am sensitive to these types of energies. So instead of, you know, that old saying, instead of giving me a fish, teach me to fit. I mean, I want to do that so when I'm in a space with other people, I can just go into that state and raise the frequency that people feel it, because this is our natural state, not because it's me doing it. This is because it's just a higher frequency. So how could I learn to do that or do that? I know it's coming from your heart, emanating love, but is there something that they actually do, a specific thing?
Right. Maybe. Well, what they say is that we're all capable of doing it all the time, that it's not something that we need to learn. It's something that we are innately. So it's basically just, you know, very simply, it is going into your divine heart, not the personal heart, you know, the heart that loves your girlfriend or loves your kids or loves your grandmother. It's the divine heart that loves everything at the same incredible high frequency all the time. And it's not it's like I don't feel that I have personal love. I feel that I'm literally like this open, like a stream bed, and the water's constantly going through me, and that I have unlimited amounts of love to share. So in the workshops that I'm teaching, what we do is we workshop through different concepts, and they do different activations. And I think the activations are what help us to connect with our ability to feel and to radiate that high energy field all the time.
So when these beings were just coming through you now, you were in that state of feeling that pure love, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you are in this state now that's talking to me, you're not feeling so much love?
No, I do. I feel it all the time. That's why I'm always hugging and kissing people. I feel like I'm in that love field all the time.
No, but I'm not feeling the same emanations, nothing personal over there, but it's like
right. When
you're in that other state of channeling, I really did feel the frequency. In this state, well, you're a nice person, you're interested and all that, I'm not feeling the vibe that I was feeling when you were channeling the beings. So
right. So maybe I just have to be channeling all the time.
Oh, I don't know about channeling all the time. But I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking. But I'm saying, like I said before, there seems to be a difference. And mm-hmm. you know, we're all human. You're still working on your human evolution, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there seemed to be maybe more love coming through before, more, I don't know, less personal way of being. I'm not saying you should be that. I'm just interested in that, in those two states that you're embodied. I mean, I don't know if there's a question there. I think it's just interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting, and it's something that I must say I think about a lot myself. I've had some scans done on my brain while I'm channeling, and I've had aura photographs and all sorts of things done while I'm in a channel, and there definitely is a different state in the brain going on when I'm channeling. You know, it's come up on all the scans. And I guess that's what our evolution is being in that space all of the time. It's definitely a different state. So I can understand that you feel differently.
No, it's interesting. You don't mind me going into sort of like the analysis of a channel, but it's like, so you're feeling love all the time, right? But you're feeling a love when you're channeling as well. But is there a difference for you in the feeling, or is it the same for you? You know, and
well,
from you
yeah,
being...
What yeah. comes with the feeling is it's kind of like a spaciousness in the mind and a spaciousness in the body. And it's, you know, some people say, you know, it's a bit like, you know, you've had a few drinks or you've been smoking something, or there's definitely an altered state feeling in the body. And I think that the quality that comes in, the physical quality, is probably something that I still need to work with to be able to function completely in that state. You know, I it's very hard to, for example, drive a car while you're in that very expanded state. But the love state, I feel, maybe the expanded type of state is hard to work with all the time.
Or maybe that's what we're evolving into. I mean, from the old paradigm, of course, it's hard. But from the new place of evolution, maybe that's our human destiny. And maybe, you know, your integration is showing people what's possible.
Yeah, yeah. And we work a lot with the Merkaba as well and the Taurus. So there's a couple of techniques that we work with, which I think they're almost like, they say it's like taking a bike out with training wheels, like a two-wheeler with training wheels, that they're training us how to feel that physical state of being expanded while you're still grounded and centered. And I think some of those trainings are helping. Obviously, they're helping me because I'm doing it all the time. But I think some of those are the tools that they're teaching us to work in that expanded state. I definitely see that that's where we're going. I think the whole 2012 thing is all about us being in an expanded state. I don't see this whole catastrophe business
I don't see it. I never saw it that way. I think that's just people love to just dwell in that, you know, Hollywood. But I don't, you know, I think it's an upliftment that 2012 is happening. So, but getting back to that expanded state, it seems like, though, it's your guides, these light beings, whoever they are doing something like that in the channeling. They're spinning the fields, well, with their intention. So they're emanating love, but they're also, they're doing something. I can sense something going on. Of course, there is that. I don't know. For me, it feels like they're doing something. I want to know exactly what it is they're doing. And maybe it's just spinning the Merkaba and creating the double Taurus. I don't know. Or maybe that's what you teach in your workshops. But that's what's interesting for me.
And I think it's even, I mean, I'm sure for me, right, with the brain space, the knowledge that I have right now, I don't think there's any way that I can explain it other than what I have, you know, that how it actually happens and how I'm actually going to evolve deeper and deeper into that state. I have an incredible sense of trust, which seems a terribly man-made word, but I have an incredible sense of devotion and knowing with them that whatever is happening is definitely expansive and taking people into heart, because I see it with like all my clients and all of the people through the workshops that they are absolutely shifting. You know, everyone comes through and says, "Oh my gosh, you know, I'm better. I feel better. I approach the world differently." Like it's definitely an increase into a higher state because people are happier.
Well, what is it that you do to get people in the workshops and sessions to be in that higher state?
How do you mean?
Yeah, what do they do? What do people do in your workshops and in your sessions to live in that higher state? What happens?
Well, people, if I'm doing a private session, I'm either just sitting with them and talking and channeling, or I'm doing hands-on body work if they have a particular issue that we're working with. Quite often I'll be working on someone and, you know, it's the state of healing. I come from a place that the body heals itself miraculously and that it can heal itself miraculously. And I've had people, you know, who have broken their necks and were paralyzed. All sorts of like, you know, incurable diseases that disappear. And by no means am I saying I am the healer and I'm doing this. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that I'm standing there and I'm allowing this divine energy to move through me. And I'm very devoted to that work with those people. When I'm doing group sessions, when we do channeled sessions, you know, there can be 50 people or 500 people. It doesn't matter. I will talk about what we're doing, about the state of consciousness that we're in and the state of consciousness that we can go to, timeless, spaceless, unconditional love, etc. And then I'll drop into a channel and we'll do the activations with people and then we'll come out of it and we'll workshop some of the things that have happened during the channeling. And it's both discussion, lecture, and activations all at the same time.
Oh, I do want to tell people you are doing something next Tuesday in New York City, December
13th. Yeah, next Tuesday, December 13th. Can you believe it's December already? Crazy. Hey, time is really speeding up, Alan. December the 13th from 7 to 9:30, I'll be at Reflections at 250 West 49th. And then on Friday the 16th at Atmananda on 67 Irving Place. And then on January the 6th at the Edgar Cayce Center, which I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a three-day seminar in January from the 13th to the 15th. And Mel Finity is my manager, and she is Wonder Woman, to say the least. And she has Sacred Gatherings and Events, a brilliant company that she is running to bring people, all sorts of very interesting people, to the sessions. She works with healers and spiritual teachers.
Oh, yeah, I know Madeline. I love, we work together, and she is bringing some great people to the New York area. So
isn't she amazing?
Yes, I've known her for a while. Yes. No, yeah. She finds them and brings them in, and maybe we'll work together on some events as well. So I'm happy that you're working with her and that you're going to be in the city. So in these workshops, you're going to be doing some channeling and some healing energies, bringing that through?
Exactly, yeah. The night sessions are about 2.5 hours long, and in those sessions I'll be doing the channelings and the teachings and giving a taste to people of what the energy is like. And then the seminar is 2 full days and the Friday evening, and during that we're going to go through all of the activations that the master teachers have been doing. We'll be also working with Archangel Metatron and with Yeshua as well in the seminar. And Metatronic energy is very different. Do you want me to tell you about that one?
Well, can you give us an example? Can you ask Metatron to make a little guest appearance and so we can feel?
It's like a floor show, isn't it? You know, I feel like I should be changing costumes and.
No, it's like the Ed Sullivan of the spirit world here.
Yeah. Okay, so let me get into Metatron. So it's very interesting. I didn't really know much about Metatron, and one of my teachers said, you know, Metatron needs to work with you. And I was like, okay. And I realized, I normally don't do anything when I'm channeling, but I realized that my hands suddenly just popped up, and it's like I'm holding like a square box or something in my hands in front of my chest. And,
oh,
and
Metatron's
then I went and did some research
cube.
And found that this is...
That's Metatron's cube. That's
Metatron's cube, exactly. So, you know, so everything for me is a revelation and very exciting as well. It's not like I have an idea of everything.
It appeared in crop circles over the last 2 years. Metatron's cube is appearing in the fields of England. So I know I was
so
in one of the Metatron cubes. All right, so Metatron.
It's very, very powerful energy, and I think that I did a channeling of Metatron on the East Coast a couple of years ago, and one of my teachers called me up from the West Coast and said, "What have you been doing? You know, there's like really high Metatronic energy on the East Coast. Have you been channeling Metatron?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "There's such a need right now on the Earth plane for Metatronic energy, because it's very Metatron says that our whole three-dimensional realm is highly fragmented, and that what needs to happen is that we condense and integrate our experience, because, you know, we're so used to speaking in polarities. We're so used to speaking with judgment, you know, that's good, that's bad, etc. And, you know, like we have experiences and they're traumatic, or we feel pain or grief, and so we go to the therapist and we release them or let them go. And Metatron's like, no, don't release them. You know, you have to integrate everything. And so when Metatron is coming through, what he does, or it does, because it says that it's a group, it says it's not one being, it says it's a cosmology, which is, it's like a group. And the Metatronic field explains that we need to go, like when you go to the supermarket and you have a shopping cart and you're picking up, you know, your organic apples and your organic milk, etc., then what we need to do is we need to go back through our life, and Metatron takes us through our past lives and future lives and collects all the things that we have released or let go, you know, in that boyfriend's apartment or in Japan, in the hotel room, whatever it is. We go back and we put it back. And the place that we put it is actually the solar plexus into the internal sun, where it's integrated and transmuted into wisdom.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... who was your teacher, though, who was tuned in? I'm just curious. Who was your teacher from the West Coast that sensed that?
That person doesn't want to have their name out in the world, so
like a
I don't know why, but I have to be respectful of that.
I'll ask you in private, but it sounds like you're great. If he can tune in and feel that, that's pretty amazing. Okay, yes, give us a little Metatron.
Okay. I am, we are the Metatronic field. You are the truth, we are the truth, and everything is truth. There is nothing that is not truth. Everything is God, and God is everything. When everything is the truth, everything that you think, feel, hear, or say, when everything is the truth, you are in this state of oneness. You are grounded, you are centered. You are not fragmented. You are collecting all of the aspects of your being. This truth that you are, that you always have been, that you always will be. And this truth now, as you integrate, brings you power and strength. The power and strength to be. To be the I am. Allow yourself now to become the essence, the I am, and deepen into this field. This field is very important now for this existence that you know, this human existence that you know on this earth plane. To deepen into Mother Earth, to deepen into your truth. We thank you. You are blessed.
Thank you. Very nice.
So it's very different energy, right?
Yeah, a little deeper for me, a little denser in a way, a little, not lower as good or bad, but lower in its, I would say, tone, you know, for me, that's what it, more dense, more grounding in that.
Yeah.
In that way. I mean, and also in a way further from who you are. More.
I'm not very dense.
It's a little more of a stretch than just the light masters. For me, it's not, or how about for you? What do you, or is it all the same for you?
No, it's not all the same. Metatron for me is extremely grounding. It's very, very dense. And you know, when they do the extended process, they don't call it a meditation, they call it a process, then you feel like you could be like a rock, or like, usually I feel like I'm a huge, big, big ancient tree. Mm. And that deepening into the gravitational field, I think, is really important because, you know, we can't expand up and out into the cosmic field without being very deeply connected to the earth. And what they do is they connect like the iron in the blood with the giant iron crystal in the middle of planet Earth. And it's you know, I see so many people in my sessions and in the groups that are, you know, they're just like out there. They're flying in hyperspace, you know. Oh, I left my body, blah, blah, blah. You know. And that's not the way that we move forward, you know.
They have to get into their body if they truly want to be a spiritual being or feel that, you know, I'm tired of everyone who's out in space and it's time to get here, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my feeling. So the Metatron does seem to be connected to gravity. Maybe the cube itself is a matrix of gravitational energy. And that's what they're showing us in that kind of cubic kind of understanding.
Yeah, and Metatron speaks a lot about sacred geometry and the sacred geometry of our body and the earth and everything and the cosmos.
Mm. You know, we're running out of time. I was just wondering, can we get a little taste of Yeshua if you don't mind, or are you overloaded? Just a little taste.
No, I'm never overloaded. But I do want to mention to you the work with Jonathan Berman, the movie about the aliens as well. So I'll do Yeshua first, and then if I could mention that to you, because I know you'll be very interested about the Integratron work, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm very interested in John. Well, he's an old friend, but you're going to do Yeshua first and then mention
I will, yeah. Yeshua doesn't speak very much, so I'll just do it very quickly because there's a very strong field of love, and he only speaks a few words. So.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I must say that Yeshua is a little bit harder, so just give me a moment.
Oh, sure.
I am known to you as Yeshua, the Son of God, but you are all the sons and daughters of God, of the Absolute. You are all divine. You are all blessed. I am in your hearts, and you are always, always loved.
Mm.
You are always loved, and you are always in the heart of God. You are the heart of God. Yes, you are the heart of God. I love you. I have always loved you, and I will always love you. This is the essence of your being, love. I ask you, brothers and sisters, to always know this and to be this.
Mm.
You are blessed.
Mm. Very nice.
So with Yeshua, I'm always crying. So now if you hear me sniffling away, there's always a lot of emotion that comes up.
It's beautiful. You feel free to cry. That's okay.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I did feel a really nice heart-centered movement there. And thank you for it. You know, it is not the words. You're right. It's the feeling that comes with the words or as beyond the words, really.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's always dependent, too, on who's in the group and who's needing what. So that's, you know, it's not like there's a lineup. The lineup is always very flexible to what people's needs are and where they're going. Like sometimes the Gaia has come through, but that's like, you know, that's when I pass out and faint because it's
okay,
so powerful.
We'll do Gaia another time. Okay.
Yeah, another time.
No, but thank you. But let's talk about the movie you're doing with my old friend Jonathan Berman.
So, yeah, that's such a coincidence. So yeah. I've been working with an executive producer from a major network television station in L.A., and I go out to L.A. quite a lot to teach. And when I was out there, I caught up with my old friend Jonathan, who I've known for maybe 12 years now as well. And for those that you don't know, Jonathan Berman is the director of the movie Commune, the documentary.
I love that movie.
Well.
That movie should be out there in a big way. It's a real encapsulation of the 60s movement. Commune was a great movie.
He's got such a great eye. Like Jonathan's really able to bring out the human story with such integrity. And this new movie, it's called People of Earth. And it's a bit of a history, really, of the New Age movement. It's about George von Tassel and the Integratron out at Joshua Tree. So it's about aliens, but it's also about the current communities out there in Joshua Tree. And he called me out there as a channel to see what I could pick up and to see, you know, what George von Tassel would like to say. And it was very, very interesting what happened, and you will see it in the movie. It's currently on the editing room, so it's going to be out next year. But
the Integratron is a building that was built with no metal in it at all, and I've been in there meditating, and it's a kind of a vortex chamber in a sense. I was there with J.J. Hertog, who actually. You should interview for that film. He knows a lot about George von Tassel and the construction of the Integratron.
So, yeah.
Did you go to UFO Rock, which is right out there past the...
No, I didn't. We were on a tight film schedule, so I was only there for 2 days. And I was, you know, filming with Jonathan for the whole time.
So that
he took me to the Big Rock.
The Big Rock, that's UFO Rock, yeah.
Oh, that's the one you mean?
Yeah, that used to have UFO gatherings. All the time out there.
Oh, is it called Giant Rock, right?
Yes, Giant Rock.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Oh my gosh, I was there. I was there, and I, you know, I whenever I'm doing something like that, I always go without doing any research so that I can be, you know, picking up on whatever's essentially there. And I picked up on the tragic death there, which I learned about later on. And while we were filming, we were surrounded by blue beings, blue flashes of light. So the whole thing was incredible, really, really powerful.
Well, and what do you think about the split? That rock, you know, there was a prediction if it splits in the middle, it would be not good. But if it splits on the side, it'll be a good, positive thing. And it did split on the side. So what do you think of that split in the giant rock?
Oh, I think it's absolutely made by a higher frequency. And those beings that I experienced there were explaining to me that we en masse are going through a massive change and that we should not have any fear and that we should totally bring our awareness to the highest potential that we can.
Right. No, I like let's do a television interview in New York, and then we'll maybe go to some UFO sightings that happened around the city. Or, well, up there in Woodstock, the Hudson Valley is a big place for sightings, you know?
Yeah, it's where the Whitley Strieber wrote his book, up here in High Falls.
Yeah, that pine bush, all there, up there. But there's lots of sightings. There's a whole history of sightings in the Hudson Valley River.
Yeah, and lots of people that have had experiences, too.
Going back to Native Americans, I know a Native American historian who talks about the mystical sites there from before Henry Hudson, before Columbus. So anyway, I think we are just about out of time. Thank you. It's been thank you for allowing all your friends to show up as well. That was really great. I appreciate that. Well, it's your work. It's what you're doing, you know. It's just,
yeah.
So what's
well,
your...
Well, my pleasure. Hopefully I'll have you on my TV show because it looks like we'll be on the air next year. So that should be very exciting.
Good. What's your best website?
Beg your pardon?
What's the best website to find information about you?
Sacred Gatherings and Events.
All right. So, and that's Mel Finnerty's website. But
that's Mel Finnerty's website. And just let me give you her phone number. It's 310-710-8081. For people if they want to register or get information on the events.
For Susie Mazzoli. I've been talking with Susie Mazzoli here. And thank any final words that you want to leave us with?
My mantra, everything is God, God is everything.
Okay.
And
good
thank
luck
you so much.
And we'll talk to you when you have that integration, totally oneness with all that. No, I'm sure it's an ongoing process, like for all of us. But
yeah. Okay. Thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Susie. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. He's talking to Susie Mazzoli, and she'll be in New York City, December 13th, December 13th, 16th, and January 6th. You can see that at Sacred Gatherings website. If you have any questions, you can also call me or email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And check my website, newrealities.com. Thanks for listening.
Waking up in the middle of my life, nothing's what it seems. Feel the fire.
In the fire.
Come alive.
In the fire.
Feel the fire. Come alive. Oh. Strange to fly tonight, alone in deep space. Never know, no such fire. Fearless speed and flight, walking through this fire.